Welcome into the PFF NFL Daily. Steve Palazzolo, Sam Monson. I don't usually intro the daily like that, but we're in the studio.
From the studio.
So here we are. A little studio daily. And Sam, today we're discussing Derek Carr. And he said his goodbyes, his official goodbyes to Raider Nation. And it's over, right? They're going to trade him before, at least before February 15th. They're trying to get all of that stuff done right now. So official, Derek Carr moving on from the Raiders. So, kind of expected this. We knew. Mm-hmm. But let's discuss best fit now for Derek Carr. Where should the Raiders be looking to trade him?
What if it becomes like a Jimmy G situation where they need him back? And all of a sudden, we've got to walk back the goodbyes.
It's a good point. Jimmy G also said his goodbyes last year, but here he is.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously you've got to zero in on teams that need a quarterback but are not positioned in the top five of the draft to go get one, right? So teams that need a quarterback that are positioned in the top five of the draft, you've got Houston, you've got Indianapolis, you know, those kinds of teams. Teams that aren't, Tampa Bay. We assume that Tom Brady is done in Tampa Bay this year, whether or not he's retiring or just going somewhere else. He's probably not playing there next year. So the Bucs are going to need a new quarterback. They haven't exactly been working on the basis that Kyle Trask is the obvious heir apparent, like nothing there has suggested that he's the guy. So they're going to need a quarterback, and a veteran like Derek Carr gives you a pretty high floor to bring him in and not completely collapse as a franchise. The Panthers, the Baker Mayfield thing didn't work. The Sam Darnold thing didn't work. You've been trading away a lot of resources to get quarterbacks, and they haven't panned out. Obviously, PJ Walker wasn't the guy. Matt Corral didn't play at all this season. You can't really rely on him as a third-round pick going forward to being the guy. So I think they're in the mix. And then the other one is like the Jets with Mike White as your most reliable quarterback. The Zach Wilson sort of still sitting there claiming that he's going to make a veteran's life, not nightmare. All right.
You didn't like the way he worded that? Some people questioned the way he worded that.
He was
just trying to say, I'm trying to compete. He just, you know, didn't say it the right way.
It was a failure of phrasing, but far from the most egregious thing that's come out of his mouth so far this season.
We know the Jets are going to be looking for another quarterback, and they finished the season 7-10, but there was a point where they were very much in the playoff picture. It was a late season collapse, if you really look at it, in part due to injuries to Mike White. But the Jets have set themselves up as a team that has a good foundation, right? I mean, from a team building standpoint, we talk about you take swings at the quarterback position until you hit one, but you also want to build an appealing enough place that good quarterbacks want to go there. And if Derek Carr was the quarterback for the Jets this year, they might be a 10 or 11 win team, the way they played defense and the way a guy like Garrett Wilson broke out at receiver and what they did offensively. So it feels like the Jets could be the most attractive one. Washington, the Commanders, right? Now, the tricky part for teams like the Commanders and, say, the Colts, right? You didn't mention the Colts because they're picking at 4, and we know they're going to want to look to the draft. But how much are they turned off by the fact that they went through the whole Carson Wentz experience, right? They both played that game. We're going to play the veteran game and, you know, do the bridge quarterback thing and hope, but also hope they're good enough. Derek Carr is a step above, I think, where Carson Wentz has been the last couple of years, step above 37-year-old Matt Ryan. But is that good enough for Washington, or do they have to just, you know, we gotta get that next guy in the building to develop?
I don't think that Derek Carr is going to be enough of an upgrade over what they had that you're going to want to go hard after that trade. I just don't see them viewing him as that much of an upgrade over those players. So I think Washington, if they're going to make anything dramatic happen, it's going to be a completely different route. It's going to be the Aaron Rodgers of the world, or it's going to be a crazy trade in the draft. It's not Derek Carr.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers could absolutely be available here and throw a wrench in Derek Carr's market here. So that's the other real question, right? If you think Aaron Rodgers could be available, do you rush to go get Derek Carr in the building?
I don't know how many people would rush to get Derek Carr in the building. Not necessarily because Derek Carr isn't a good player, but because he's only, quote unquote, a good player, and he's on a lot of money. So, you know, you're going to have to trade for him and then eat the contract that he's on. Like, that's a lot of investment in a guy that is only, again, quote unquote, good.
All right, got to tell you about our friends over at Prize Picks. How does it work? You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. A lot of flexibility here. There's no competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available, and Prize Picks offers projections on any sport you watch, including the NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, PGA, college football, men's college basketball, women's college basketball, soccer, WNBA, esports, NASCAR, tennis, MMA, boxing, disc golf, disc golf, Euro basketball, cricket, and more. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy, and it's currently operational in over 30 states and Canada. So you can download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code DAILY. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks gives you $100. If you deposit $50, Prize Picks gives you $50. Don't forget to enter promo code DAILY at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. Do you think teams view Derek Carr as the same level of Matthew Stafford, though?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Like similar careers, similar peaks. Remember, before Matthew Stafford was traded to the Rams, he never graded above 84. Derek Carr's got 1 year of 86 and in that low 80s range.
Yeah, but everybody...
What's the difference?
The difference is everybody always thought that Matthew Stafford had this crazy year in him. Now, whether or not that was logical or sensible is another matter. But the same reason, like everybody always chased that one mythical year that Jay Cutler never put together. Matthew Stafford was that guy. Like it's the Lions' fault. Like Matthew Stafford has this year in him. We just need to unlock it. And then the Rams trade for him and they unlocked it. Like Matthew Stafford, well, at least playoff Matthew Stafford had that kind of run in him. It ended up winning him a Super Bowl. I don't think people are looking at Derek Carr the same way and going, Derek Carr has this breakout year in him where he's going to put it all together and you're going to be an all-pro and that's going to take us to a Super Bowl. People look at Derek Carr, I think, in a similar vein to like a Kirk Cousins, which is, I mean, he's good. I don't know if he's really capable of like taking a team somewhere that they're not destined to go already. And that's, I think, a difference. Like he's on $40 million a year.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be cheaper if you trade for him because you're not going to take the bonus part of that and all that stuff. But here's what I'm saying. I think the numbers show that Carr and Stafford are closer than maybe the narrative shows. I'm also not saying I'm the team that's going to be like, you know, going all out for Derek Carr. But I do think if you're a team like the Jets or a team that's close that has a good infrastructure and all that stuff, like if you did add Derek Carr to the 2021 Rams where Stafford led the Super Bowl run, I think it could be comparable.
I mean,
Stafford's got a special arm and all that stuff, but Carr has a similar profile. Parts of their career where they were too conservative, parts of their career where they were very good but not great. But he's never had a good defense, much like Stafford. Never had that full all around supporting cast like Stafford. I'm just saying, I think Carr is comparable to Stafford, but I do think ultimately that Kirk Cousins bucket is the right range.
I mean, I think teams view him as closer to Jared Goff than Matthew Stafford in that dynamic, like in that trade.
Then he might actually be undervalued.
Sure, but my point being, like, I think teams are closer to wanting to cash in on Derek Carr and try and shoot for something better than they are, yeah, we need a Derek Carr. You know what I mean? Like, the league at this point is trending towards good is not good enough. We need great. And if we have to go through crappy to get to great, let's make that happen. But we're getting rid of the guys that are just good because it's not enough.
Okay. And also, to be fair, I'm only looking at Carr through like this what's his ceiling standpoint. He is coming off his lowest graded season since his rookie year. 66 grade, comparable to the types of grades that Jared Goff was putting up before the Rams moved on from him. So the truth is somewhere in between, right? I'm not saying he's exactly Stafford, but there's elements of his career, if you look at him through the right lens, that he's there. And I don't know if the NFL will convince themselves of that. And if that's the case, I think the Jets are the biggest player in this market. Unless they think they can go get Aaron Rodgers and make just a power move. And maybe they're going to say Derek Carr's not enough to go compete with Josh Allen in this division. But the Jets feel like the best fit to me, given the infrastructure that they've put in place.
Well, the Jets make the most sense because a lot like we talked about with Roquan Smith, that his value is different to a team that already has a good situation that they can just plug him into and he can add value to. The Jets have a playoff caliber team right now. Okay, they didn't make the playoffs, but they should have. They have a playoff team where Derek Carr makes more of a difference than he would to a team that isn't good already. And he needs to sort of do something to catapult them somewhere different. Like Derek Carr on this Jets team would have taken them to the playoffs and they would be dangerous because they have an elite defense and they've got some weapons on offense. Like that wouldn't be a gimme for any team in the AFC. So I think him going to the Jets does make a ton of sense.
The Bucs make a ton of sense, as you mentioned. They're not going to make a trade here this week or anything because they're in the playoffs, but it's something to look to for the future. The one sleeper I'm going to throw in there is the Atlanta Falcons. They pick at 8, but do they want to go the Derek Carr route? Maybe not build around Desmond Ridder. They need a quarterback as much as anybody, and even though they just had a mobile quarterback like Marcus Mariota, it doesn't mean that's the only way that they want to build, right? Arthur Smith had great success with Ryan Tannehill. Carr's at a similar point in his career as Tannehill was when Arthur Smith helped rejuvenate his career. So keep an eye on the Falcons. As always, let us know. Where do you think Derek Carr should land? Looks like his time is over with the Raiders. It's the PFF NFL Daily.